Good morning. And how are you? Blessed on this Father's Day and on this Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. I was on Friday, Father Michael Kosecki and I drove to Techne, Illinois, north of Chicago, and then we drove on Saturday from there to Ottawa, Illinois, which is in the Diocese of Peoria, to be with the SVDs, the Society of the Divine Word, which I used to belong to when I was a young seminarian. And one of the people that taught me was his 50th anniversary ordination. And so I got to be with all these guys that are still alive from had taught me in high school seminary 40 years ago. And one of the guys who was also his 50th anniversary, he was sitting out in the front when I stopped in the morning, and I said, "So what are you thinking about? It's all you do is sit out here in the nursing home and sit there," and he was smoking, but he was trying to hide it. But anyway, so he says, "I'm preparing my homily." I said, "Oh, you are?" And I said, "So you got any tips? You know, can you help me out a little bit about what you're going to preach on?" He said, "Well, I was just reading that the thing that causes most priests to panic is when they have to preach on the Trinity." I go, "Really?" I says, I get more worried about preaching at Christmas and Easter myself. It's like, what am I going to say different now after 18 years being here? Yeah, 18 years. Anyway, so after what am I going to say when it comes to the Trinity? To me, I've never really tried to understand it. I just try to enter into it, right? A hymn, if you will. But again, what we believe about the Trinity is there's just one God. There's just one. But in this God is triune God. There is a Father, there is a Son, and there is a Spirit. And instead of just sitting there going crazy trying to understand, which is a mystery, which you will never understand, I think it's better to experience the Trinity than to try to understand the Trinity, right? And I think for all of us, if you want to get to know Lake Erie, I know Lake Erie. I've jumped in it. I've experienced it. I've had all kinds of good times and bad in it. But I don't know all the concepts that make up water and how the water gets. I have no idea, and I don't care. I want to experience that water that gives us life. And so what we need to do is know that, okay, this is the definition of the Trinity. There's one God. But the way we participate in this is by the Holy Spirit. Did you hear the second reading? It says, God fills, the Holy Spirit comes and fills us with what? The love of God. The love of God. Because God is love. And so if God is love, the way we participate in this reality is when we're loving. When we love God, when we love each other, that's how we participate in the Trinity. That's how we have an experience of the Trinity. So if the only thing you and I do is think about love, nothing happens. So what? I can think about being the most loving man there ever was. Thinking about it doesn't help. I got it. Do it. Same when it comes to the Trinity. Thinking about the truth of the eternal Trinity doesn't do squat for you, and it doesn't do squat for me. But when you and I love God, when you and I love each other, then the Spirit fills us with this love, and we get to participate in the very life of God, the Trinity. Because this God of love has never been alone. The Father's always loved the Son. The Son's always loved the Father. And their love is the Holy Spirit. So when we love the Spirit of the living God, as I've talked about before, when we make the sign of the cross at the beginning of Mass, at the end of Mass, the beginning of our prayer, the end of the prayer, it's like the Holy Spirit comes and swoops us up and brings us into the very life of the Trinity. And that's what happens when we pray. That's what happens when we make the sign of the cross. That's what happens when we surrender ourselves to God's Holy Spirit. But also, when we love each other, truly love, not just talk about it, not just dream about it, not just think about it, but when we love people, that's when we get transformed by the Trinity into the Trinity. Now, we're never the Trinity, but what's called the divinization of man. And all the saints talked about this. It's the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church that when God became man, man became God. And so the divinization of man is when we get to be like God, and God is love. And so the only way you and I can truly participate in this Trinity is when I participate in loving people. So the reflection we got to think about in my own life is, how do I love people in the love of God? How do I really do that? How do I lay down my life each day, beginning with God by giving him time in prayer, and then with my family by putting their needs in front of mine? And let me just touch that for a second. Everyone here who belongs to a family, your part of the family is to put everyone in your family in front of you. Is that correct? Now, that's something that you can think about it. You can have the I am third on your bathroom mirror because of your pastor. But unless you live that every day, it doesn't mean squat. So again, husbands, you always put your wife in front of you. Wives, you always put your husband in front of you. You take care of their needs. The most important thing in your life is to take care of the needs of your spouse, not for them to take care of your needs. And when you do that, you participate in the Trinity. When you sit there and when you take care of the poor and you decide, I'm going to sit there and not try to give my 10% to the poor, I'm going to give it. You participate in the Trinity. When you reach out to someone who doesn't like you and you don't like, you participate in the Trinity. When we live love is when we participate in God. So we need to make sure that we are people that the thing that I always say is that, like you who are fathers, the best way you participate in the Trinity is when you love your children. And when they look at you, what should they see? They should see the Father of God. Because again, as we've talked about, you're not their father. Sorry, you never were. Who's their father? God. God's their father, and he's using you. You're St. Joseph. But when they look at you, dads, they should see the most loving person they've ever met on this earth. They should be able to tell everybody, the most loving person that I know in my life is my dad. Why? Because he shows me who God is. And God is love. God is a trinity of love. A community of love. So on this Father's Day, am I a man that I would be known first and foremost by loving people? And again, love them in your way, huh? We all love people in our own way, correct? You're not called to tiptoe through the tulips. You're going to do it in your way. On the way in here, I hit one of our parishioners because he deserved it. But it's a love thing. Love people the way you love them. But just put them first. And when we do this, we make the Trinity real, which is real without us. But we need to show people, not just teach them.
We believe in one God and three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
But show them, we believe in a Trinity of love. And I want to show you that love so you can experience the Trinity. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.